couple times a month or something like that. And she and my father played bridge a lot with their friends and during the evenings in the home. The entertainment was more in the home than outside the home for all of us.
Mm-hmm. You think she was pretty happy in that role?
Oh yes, I think so. She did a good job.
whose values do you think affected you most, your mother's or your father?
Oh, I don't remember now. I guess I can't answer that, really.
Okay. Do you think they were different?
Not really, no. Hmm.
Your brother's the only one, let's see, you and your sister have your master's degree and John doesn't.
Right.
That's kind of interesting. Apparently, so all three of you are equally encouraged towards education.
We were all equally encouraged toward education, and to go back a little bit on the master's degree, a number of years ago, I remember hearing it said among some of my friends on campus that engineers did not need to go beyond a bachelor's degree, because once they knew how to build the bridge, that was it. I guess there was perhaps in his position no need for further training, where in my sister's role and in mine, unless you had an advanced degree, you have nowhere, and the way the system is set up, you have no way to be advanced promotion and salary-wise.
Yeah.
You're sort of trapped and forced into it. It has nothing to do with whether you're a woman or a man. It has to do with the field that you're in.
Yeah.
And I think advanced education dates back to my grandmother, who was my father's mother, was very, for some reason, felt that education was a very important role, and she encouraged her family of five to further their education, which they all did in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was sort of passed on down to us. I just always remembered that I would have the opportunity to go to college. And
yeah.
It was up to me to see that I had the high school grades so that I would be accepted, but I don't recall any pressure as such. So, you know, if you don't get an A, well, you can't do this, or if you don't get a B, you're going to have to stay in Saturday night, or something like that. I don't remember being a lot of pressure put on us for the grades. It was just an accepted fact you're going to go to school.
Was your grandmother well educated?
No.
She wasn't?
Hmm. I don't know her level of education. She didn't go to college.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather was a sea captain. I had an education traveling around the world,
mm-hmm.
but no formal education that I'm aware of.
Hmm. Did you know your grandmother very well?
No.
You didn't?
Because I was on the street when she died.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah,
sorry, I bet she would have been really interesting.
One of the remarks that was repeated my mother used to tell when my brother was born. My grandmother died soon after that, and she said, now let's see, now I wonder how old I'll be when he graduates from college. Here he is, just a baby. And she's mama, I'd be over 100. Here she was, waiting for this old grandchild to graduate from college, and she decided she would be over 100 and perhaps quite not make it.
Was John older?
He's younger than I was.
Wonder if she said that about the two girls, too.
It would be interesting. I wonder if it is. It wasn't until after the war, really, that women worked too much.
Yeah.
Either the jobs weren't available or they weren't trained. or it was just not the accepted procedure.
And all her girls were educated in Sunland. How many girls did she have? Your grandmother.
Three
girls. Yeah, three and they girls. Were all educated in Sunland.
Two girls and two boys.
One of whom never married, right?
The two that live in Hawaii never married. My Aunt Mary is the one that taught at Punahou.
Mm-hmm.
And Aunt Martha worked at a Hawaiian trust company.
At that time, what did you think of sex before marriage? What was the, was there any?
Did it exist? I am sure it existed. It was not discussed. It was not approved.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that World War II changed that at all?
I don't think so. Not really. I don't really think things... Well, I have no way to know. I don't believe things have really changed as much as some people think they have. I think it's just talked about more and it's more in the open.
The same thing, you mean the same thing?
Right, I think couples will live together now before they're married, which they may have, it was just not the accepted thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Without. And so, you know, they're more open about it.
Now. Here's something, getting back to asking about the kind of image you had of women, or women. When did you start smoking?
Oh, man. That, I think, was when, probably just before I got married. After I'd been with her for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. How about drinking?
That was well after I was 21, which I had to be anyway.
Mm-hmm.
At that time. I didn't care to drink. I didn't really care to smoke. When I was in college, it was very fashionable to smoke. I'd be the only one that didn't smoke.
Oh, really?
And now the times have changed. It's fashionable not to smoke.
That's
because
true.
Of your health habits.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like those that smoke are really trying to be impressive. They thought they were.
But wasn't frowned upon, particularly?
Women smoking?
Yeah.
Well, it was frowned upon in my family, you know that. It was frowned upon in the very few areas on campus that you could even smoke, especially women could smoke. Now they can smoke in the corridors. They may have at that time had a smoking room in the dorm.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't run around campus smoking. You never dreamed of being caught with a cigarette walking across campus.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that has changed a great deal.
Do you think that hurts women's image any?
She said it does. No, not really.
How old were you when you got married?
I'm 22.
23.
Well, we're 22. Nearly 23, actually.
Mm-hmm. And then you had two kids, right?
Right.
I'll be at age 24 and...
I was married in 1946, Bob was born in 1948, and John in 1951, almost 3 years.
Mm-hmm. How come you stopped there?
I figured that was a nice little family to have.
That's
two boys, you have more children, you have a chance ever to have another bedroom. Run out of space. So we were happy with the two. We thought it would be nice to have more than one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the rate spread, as far as I'm concerned, was good. They got along well together and growing up.
So you learned, when did you learn to drive?
I don't believe I learned to drive until maybe about 1950. It was quite a while. Later than a lot of women do. I had no desire to drive. I just sort of figured he needed it. No, I really didn't have the craze to drive an automobile that most had at that age.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere we went, my husband drove, I was happy. And he kept encouraging me to learn to drive. And finally, I really took it seriously and started learning, practicing, going out on rides and trips that I could drive. And that was one of the best things I ever did. One of the most convenient things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it was a big help to my husband later on. He didn't have to take me every place I happened to want to go. There were times boys wanted to go somewhere, I could take them. He would.